From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While delegates from Utah were thrilled to hear from Mitt Romney last night as he accepted the GOP nomination for president, not all of their experiences at the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida, have made them happy as they spent several hours one night trapped on what's being called the bus from hell. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Tampa, where he's been covering the convention. Thomas, good to talk to you.
You too.
How's it going down there in Tampa?
Well, I'm surviving, I think, is the best word. The hurricane didn't actually form until after it passed by Tampa. We got some rain, but it's sunny skies now.
All right. Very good to hear. Well, Thomas, tell me about this bus from hell experience the delegates had on the opening night of the convention.
You know, there's a logistical nightmare, I think, that happens anytime you have 50,000 people come to your city. The 50,000 people in addition to you already have. You have a tropical storm remnants hitting your city. And essentially what happened was, after the first night, delegates are streaming out of the forum. They're on this huge political high. And then they can't find the bus they're supposed to be on. And The volunteers didn't know where they were supposed to go. And then we have, the situation where then when they finally got on the bus, there was a log jam of buses trying to go through the security gates to get out and trying to find the other place where they're supposed to all meet. It was one of those places, one of those situations where delegates were stuck for, a couple hours, 3 hours, 4 hours for some places from other states in this bus, some without air conditioning, for hours. It was supposedly fixed after the first night. I understand that that everyone got home pretty quickly after the next couple nights. So first night jitters, maybe.
Thomas, one of the most watched speakers at the convention was New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, considered to be a strong future candidate for president. After his speech Tuesday at night, he addressed Utah's own delegation there at the convention Wednesday morning. But much to the dismay of journalists like yourself, they closed off the event to the press. Were you able to get to the bottom of why this was closed and maybe who was responsible for doing it?
Well, we understand there was a miscommunication between the Utah folks and Governor Christie's office. There was somebody thought it was off the record, so they planned for off the record, but it was supposed to be on the record. Anyway, I boiled it down to this. I think Governor Chris Christie is afraid of the Utah media. I don't think I'm too much of an intimidating guy, but apparently he thought he was. But it all worked out just fine because I worked with my colleague Robert Gerke. We got a recording of what Governor Christie said inside the meeting, and so they could close it to some, but we still found our way in.
Well, moving on, Thomas, the conservative website The Daily Caller, which was made famous recently when one of its reporters interrupted President Obama at a news conference, came out with an explosive piece on the Romney campaign, alleging his transition director, who is former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, is trying to make sure that if Romney wins the White House, that his cabinet will be stacked with these, personal close confidants. And they even referred to a group they're calling the Mormon Mafia. How is the Romney camp responding to this piece?
That was a piece. I saw that and I read through it and I couldn't tell if it was actually more than one anonymous source they were using or not. It was just kind of this anonymous speculative story. I couldn't really understand. I talked to some of my sources inside the camp and then I've got an official response to the campaign. They called it a complete speculative non-story. There's no truth to it whatsoever. The guess is out there that there's one or two staffers who may have been passed over from job who were a little upset with Mike Leavitt. And that this is their way of fighting back. There's always going to be some internal strife in a large campaign operation. But from what I understand, Mike Leavitt's actually going out of his way to make sure he's not filling the possible Romney administration with Utahns, as much as some Utahns would like to be there.
Well, we'll have to see if the Mormon Mafia gets turned into a new series on HBO.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good mix between Big Love and The Sopranos. I think that gets some really good ratings.
Finally, Thomas, we could talk all day about the various people who spoke at the Republican National Convention, like Chris Christie or Condoleezza Rice or Paul Ryan. But at the end of the day, it's Mitt Romney who people will be voting on whether to make him the next president. What do you think the convention has done for his image?
You know, there are plenty of people who talked up his business experience, you know, what he wants to do. There's a lot of people who talked up more about getting rid of President Barack Obama and what Romney would do instead of Obama. But what we also saw, I think, was the as I've been referring to, the softer side of Mitt. There was a very big emphasis on showing the real person, you know, underneath the suit, somebody who actually, you know, cares about his neighbors and his friends and does things for them and you know, without asking for anything in return. And I think that's an image that they really want to portray, that because there is a, you know, kind of a lack of a likability factor with Romney. People see him as stiff. This entire convention was meant to, you know, kind of humanize him.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and he's joined us this week from Tampa. And Thomas, we hope you catch a safe flight back and that another storm doesn't move in.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Jeff.